Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and I'd like to welcome you. This is our Road to the AMAA Legends Awards Banquet, which is coming up on June the 28th and 29th in Las Vegas. We're going to be at the beautiful Orleans Hotel and Casino. And it's all about preparation. You know, that's what success is about. Success is not by accident. Success is not about luck. Success is being prepared to be in that place to achieve, to achieve that next level of growth. And it all depends on what you are looking for in your growth opportunity. I know in the book we have quite a few different martial artists. Some are school owners, some are recreational owners, some are personal coaches. It's a wide variety of people who are heroes in the community. And one of the things that I said about the book, and I've said to several people this week, is that this book is not about champions. We're not, you know, we have champions in the book, but the book is about heroes. It's about those people that are doing things in their community to make a difference. And I think for everyone to become motivated to be more, do more, so we can achieve more. And again, you know, even if you're saying, well, I'm a nonprofit and all I want to do is to spread my art in my community. Well, when people or individuals or companies know of your skill sets, you know, martial arts, there's a martial arts school in every corner. And it's sometimes it's hard to distinguish between a good martial arts school, a bad martial arts school. Is this person qualified? You know, someone drives by, they look at your school. Should I come in? Should I not come in? They actually look at you as a person, because remember, being a martial artist is about is a personal brand. Branding your school is a little bit different. They're the same, very similar, but number one, you have people that will come to your martial arts school because they ride by and see it or see an ad. Then you have people that will come to your martial arts school because of who you are as a martial artist, and they have been referred to you. Now, as we know, that person that's referred to you is a great client, because they're going on the word of mouth of someone else, and if you have now been able to enroll them into your martial arts program, that means that you're probably going to have a good longevity. So we're going to be talking about the other thing today, and that's about your press release. So one of the things we covered last week was going in and beginning to let your students know, not just letting them know. Okay, if you come in and you say, well, hey, guys, I'm going to be featured in this book, and that's it, and parents will probably go, oh, okay. Or if you tell your kids, they'd probably be playing, you know, out playing, and they probably won't even hear you. So as a recap of that, what you want to be able to do is for you or one of your staff members to make this announcement. If you don't have a staff member to do that or a parent, then you make the announcement. You let the class know and let everybody clap their hands, because we want them to be excited about you being involved in this program, this publicity program of recognizing you as a hero in your community, in your state, and as one of the, you know, over 200 martial artists that's being featured in the book, that you happen to be one of those people. After that's done, and then you can ask the question or let them know that you have anywhere from 6 to 20 books, and if they would like to receive a copy of the book, you're going to be hosting your book signing party. And this is a very important thing, that you host your book signing party. This is that opportunity to get your students motivated, because by the time the book releases, you're already into your summer camp or you're ready now for back-to-school promotion. So your promotional campaign can be driven to your back to school. So it's never too early to start. You know, summer camp stuff is over. Right now you should be looking at starting to plan your back to school. Now, the press release today, we're going to, now I included a press release template in the package that you should have received. If we have any of our nominees and inductees that did not receive the press release, let me know and I'll resend that to you. Now, that's just a template. You can modify that any way you want. I've seen several people use their press kits and they've changed things around. That's fine. It's your press kit. All I wanted to do is get you started on the road and you can make some changes. Now, there are some things that I do want to cover today that's really important about that. We want to also talk about submitting your press release to the media. And this is your local media. Also submitting this out to businesses and also into, you know, your private and public schools. So I'm going to start there with that. So, you know, submitting your press release, you can now go online and find out who is a sportscaster for your local television, your newspaper, your radio, and submit this out to them. And what you want to do is take that template. If you'd like to send it to me and my staff or us to take a look at it before you send it out, then that's great. You can also do that. But you want to go ahead and select those people and send it out. And remember that what are they looking for? They're getting press releases all the time. And we're going to cover in this here also, you know, why and the reasons you should send a press release out. But, you know, one, some of the things that you really want to make sure that you're covering there, because they're looking for what is the breaking news announcements. And this here being featured in the book, becoming a member, we're giving everybody, all of our inductees, our basic membership program. So you're now joining an organization. So, no, this is breaking news for them. Number one, being in the book. You want to let them know that you're being featured, and not only about being featured in the book, that you're going to be featured in Las Vegas at the awards banquet. And some of the things that you want to highlight on that in there, what are some of my hooks for my story to draw local media attention? Number one is the nomination, the featuring in the book. And again, you know, when you do this, you're going to let them know that you are one of five martial artists out of each state to be featured. This is where that draw into, you know, why is my press release important? Because when they know that our focus has been on five martial artists out of each state, then you are one of those martial artists in the community. Then you can start talking about, you know, yourself in about your martial arts experience. You know, why did you get involved in the martial arts? That's the story, because remember, other parents and other individuals, they are going through some of the same things that you went through that was your reason to become a martial artist. And now you begin to show that. That might have been because of self-defense. That might have been building confidence. Maybe your whole family was involved in the martial arts and it's been a generational thing of doing. Maybe you just had a fantasy of wanting to be involved in the martial arts and learn this karate, taekwondo, MMA stuff. You know, so you can have any of those things can be your reason. Then we get to the second reason in this, why should they interview you, is that what have you achieved? Maybe you have been inducted to other martial arts Hall of Fames. Maybe you've done other things in your community. Maybe you have been a volunteer in organizations. Any of those things that you have contributed. How many people have you impacted as a martial artist? You know, that's important. You know, as a martial artist in the community, you can listen. Maybe you have, you know, 50 black belts that you have promoted in your community. That's a great hook. You know, who are some of the lives that you've changed? In your press release, you can even include testimonials from your present students, from your past students, talking about how you as a martial artist impacted their child's life. impacted their life? What did they get from your program? So all of these things are what the media is looking for. They're not in search for bad news. We shouldn't think that that's everything that, you know, when the news comes on, it's something bad. Well, you know, what we want to do is provide what are we doing in our community, you know, what are we doing, you know, what are we actually doing? You can also send your press release to your local schools. Let's say you have, you know, in your area surrounding with that 8 to 10 mile radius of your school, you have maybe 5-6 schools that may be there. Send your press release to the principal. You know, introduce yourself. You're being featured in the book. You want to volunteer your time in there, because sometimes it's really tough to get into schools, and the more of the, you know, shootings and crazy stuff we have going on, it makes it tougher to be able to get in. I know my last 2 years of being a volunteer in the school system, you know, they had to go through a background check of me, and they need to do these things. So, you know, let them know that you would like to come in and volunteer to teach their PE classes, to come in and be a part of their career day. Because when people come in, and what they allow you to do in most schools is to be able to send, you know, stuff home to the parents, letting the parents know that, you know, that you were there, or letting them know that you're coming. This is a great opportunity to offer those kids a free week of martial arts. Send this press release out to your local Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. So it doesn't always have to be necessarily the media. It can be people in the community. It can actually be companies. If you'd like to get involved into corporate training, I'd be more than happy to share with you how I got involved. But you can use this press release just as I did this past week of sending out my press release of the new book coming out. And this week I got a job opportunity to go to Ohio and be a closing speaker for a company that's going through that's doing a business conference for their employees nationally. And so, but just because I sent the press release out to a company that does that kind of stuff and they saw it, they thought about me and says, hey, how would you like to go to Ohio and do some training for us? And of course, you know what I actually said? I said, I'd love to. I actually have time to actually do that. You know, the last training that I did did one in November, and that was for American Express in New Jersey. Then in December, I did a corporate training for Nike. I was in Seattle, Washington, doing a corporate training for them. And, you know, in my corporate training programs, I'm actually teaching corporations about the power of martial arts thinking, how to think like a black belt, how to be like a black belt. I'm not teaching them self-defense. I'm not doing that. I'm a motivational coach. I am teaching them how to improve the quality of their company so when they hit a ceiling, and we all hit ceilings in our martial arts. So you may have a ceiling that you have 50 students in your martial arts program, and it's so difficult for you to get 10 students or 20 students to help you to move to that next level. Maybe you've been sitting at 50 students, or maybe that's 100 students, or maybe you're trying to break the 200 student barrier. Then you get to that point, then you sort of like struggle to get through. So what we're doing is talking about techniques through the press release that help you to break through to that next level. So I just mentioned sending the press release to Boy Scout troops and then inviting them to come into your school and do a special class just for them. And you have all these different Boy Scout troops that are in your area. You can have a sort of a self-defense awareness, stop the bully class. You know, for all of these troop leaders that are looking for something positive, you know, for their kids to get involved in. You know, sending this out to high school sports teams. Now, I was a trainer for the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill for 8 seasons under Mack Brown for their Carolina football program. I'd already been there for another 2 seasons under Dick Crum, who was their coach. And I was at Duke University, and at Duke University, you know, I worked with a lot of the basketball players and football players, introducing the principles of martial arts into their fitness program, send the press release to the football coach and letting the football coach know exactly who you are. You're featured in the book. You're getting an award. They're going to be doing summer programs, volunteered, you know, to have the better thing is volunteer to have his football players come to your martial arts program, and you're going to teach them about hand speed. You're going to teach them about agility. You know, you're going to do something that you're going to teach my martial arts black belt mental toughness. So there are so many ways that you can now reach out to the community if they know that you're qualified and that you have these other things that you can actually offer them. And, you know, I know we try to get into the school system by, you know, giving book bags, giving pens, giving pencils, free pizza. I mean, there's a whole lot of other ways we can make a connection in the school systems without doing that. We can now do what we do naturally and build an interest for them to learn. And everybody loves a celebrity. You know, martial artists, you know, you can be that celebrity in your community. And I know that you're probably asking me, well, you know, I was trained that as a martial arts, I should have all this humility and, you know, I should be seen and not heard. Well, hey, I agree with you to a point. Then, you know, have your parents to write the press release. Have your staff member to write the press release. Have people to ask you for what you know or what you do. And this is where we're talking about, you know, having that personal growth in that. So remember, your martial arts factor of who you are, your martial arts journey is very important. Telling your story. You know, if you, a lot of famous people that are very successful that you probably already know, they got that way because of the story of how they got started and what they do to get to that next level. Maybe you are second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, tenth degree grandmaster. Then that's the story. How did you get there? You know, how did the martial arts impact your life? What did you get out of being a martial artist? You know, so those are just some of the things that you can do. So remember, don't be afraid to talk about your award. You know, we're giving out some very beautiful awards. We want you to post them on social media. So again, social media, if you have a school page, this is a great place to have that announcement in your kit. There should have been a logo that says you are inducted into the AMAA Legends Hall of Honors. You want to put that up on your website. You want to, again, be able to let people know, about your induction, about your award. So I'm going to go through some ways in here to or the reasons why you should use a press release and when are some of the appropriate times to be able to do that. So I'm going to cover that for you in just one moment. So just to recap, remember, success is something that happens because of something good. I, as the director of the AMAA, I hope that everyone realized that being a member, being a part of what we're doing is something good. And we're the only organization that, to my knowledge, that's doing what I'm doing right now, is not just bringing you in to give you an award and send you on your merry way. You know, that doesn't benefit what we're doing. What benefits what we're doing is that you receive the proper recognition that you need to, you know, to promote yourself in what we're doing. So if you're just joining our call today, if you would mute your phone, that'll help us in that way. That'll keep the background noise, keep that down for us. If you would just mute your phone. Okay, so remember, take action. You know, if you put this into your marketing plan, take action, I'm going to mute you. All right, so remember, take action. That's the most important thing. How do you get to be 10th? Someone says, how do you get to be 10th degree black belts? Very, very simple. Number one, you can have someone, you can go write your own certificates, or take actions. Look down that road. What have you done? You know, it used to be based on how long you've been in the martial arts. You had to be there for 50, 60 years. But because we're on a whole new level, it's based upon your achievements. Just because you've been there, it's what have you done? So for you to have that personal recognition of who you are as a martial artist, that is the continual growth. If you feel I've reached the end of my road and there's nothing else to offer, then you're actually wrong. You really should read my book. It's called The New You Self-Discovery System. It's about when I reached 10th degree black belt and I found out that it was lonely at the top. There was no one there. And I had to reinvent myself or rethink myself, and that's why we're having this conversation now. So remember, get those press releases out. We talked about a certain way for you to let your students know. Now, I'm going to be giving all of our inductees a special affiliate link. So if your students want to get books, then you can receive revenue back, even if you're not carrying the books in the school. And if they go online and order a book from our website, you'll get revenue back for that. All right, really quickly, I'm getting ready to wrap up. I'm going to give you some other reasons that you may be actually doing now to host a press release. Now, getting your community involved every time you have a promotional test. I know for myself, I did a spring black belt test. So generally sending out to the media, letting them know about your black belt test. Is there a special person in your group you want to feature in that? Anytime that you open up a new school, you're going to move, or maybe you're adding on your program in the fall. This is a great time. I would recommend anyone, if you have other black belts in your school, then go to Parks and Recreation, offer a free program, do something off, it doesn't necessarily have to be free, but get your black belts out there in a training program so they can grow and not just be stuck on you all the time, that they need to grow, can appreciate you. So anytime you open up a new program, maybe you're going to launch a new website. We're going to be giving you a free page. This is a part of our e-directory. So you can actually send out a press release about your new online directory. So that's another good reason to do that. Changing your product offer. Maybe that you're having a special sale on your martial arts program. This is another good opportunity to send out a press release. That you're offering a new service. So, I know a friend of mine, Jerry Oto, he just did the Billy Blank's typo certification, and he's adding that to his school. So that's a great time to do that. Launching a new membership program. Maybe there's a special summer program that you want to offer. Joint venture, or, join with someone. Maybe there's a personal trainer. Maybe there's a massage therapist or someone that you want to partner with. Maybe that person now promotes you to their clients. And, of course, parents are stressed out and they want to get a massage. So that's a perfect work networking opportunity. And you write a press release on it. Joint ventures. Maybe there's a tournament you're hosting with someone else. Maybe you now become you sanctioned through the American Martial Arts Alliance, and you promote that your tournament is an AMAA sanctioned organization. Associate membership, join the chamber. This is a great opportunity for you to do that. Sharing your experience, celebrating your business anniversary. You should be having an anniversary. When is your anniversary date of your martial arts school? That's a great time to get, people into your school. And one last thing that I want to share, again, I've got 50 of them, but I'm not going to cover all of them right now. One of the last things I want to cover about your press release. Now, you have your present members that are involved in your martial arts program, but what about those people that left you? If they were on good terms, this is a great time to reignite that. What I would recommend you do is get a list of all your past members, and this can go back 5-6 years ago. You probably want to look at the date and how old they were, but this is a great time for them to for you to take a look at those people. Send them a press release, put them on your press release, and so they will know that you have now let's see here. Somebody's on the call with me. Okay. Then let them know, let those parents know that you are now being nominated for an award and offer them an opportunity to come back in your school. You offer them a special discount. People, they'll go, wow, Mr. Jones is still growing his martial arts school. He's got an award. Maybe they had a younger sibling that didn't join your school, but now since you are now achieving an award, this is a great opportunity for you now to let them know that you're still growing in the martial arts. So there's a lot of ways to do that. So if you would like to give me a call and say, well, Hunchy Boy, help me lay out my program, what I need to do, then let me know. You can call me 919-618-8075, or you can text me or email me at, you can email me at amaa@whoswhointhemartialarts.com. If you're working the marketing program that we're offering, this call offers a great time for a staff meeting. So if you have several people, several instructors or students, I'm going to send this back out, make it accessible to everyone, but you can have your students, or your staff members to look at playing it back. And again, when we look at staff members, maybe there's a parent you want to assign just to help you market the book and your program into your school. So, maybe there's a person that can help you do that. If there is and you want some support on training that person on what to do, then let me know and I'll set up a coaching time just for, people that are in your office or parents that you want to get involved to support you. And remember, the more that you get parents involved in your school and you control what's going on, the more support you'll have for them being a positive part of the program. And again, I'd like to, thank everyone for.
Everyone, we'd like to thank you for participating in the American Martial Arts Marketing Program. Our goal is that we help to empower the martial arts and let the world know the benefits of becoming a martial artist through your support and help of getting the books out in the community, promoting you as that martial artist. So remember, the way to success is action. If you need support, then give me a call, 919-618-8075, or email me at amaa who's who@gmail.com.